Jesus and his feet in the wrong spot. Notice the scriptures are trying to say that he types and don't belong to us. That revelation. That in the realm of prophecy. In other words, prophecy is not clearly proved in the future, although it's largely just in the past. Something that would never have been said in the way that it was said, or what the gospel movement said. That's what Jesus is referring to when Peter confesses it. Jesus Christ, which is the Holy Gospel, chapter 16, verse 16 through 18. Jesus replied, "Let's start using Simon, son of John, Christ, flesh and blood. Father, which is in heaven." Now, you may receive that correctly. You may not understand that. But you receive it indirectly by the revelation because the Son was standing before God. Jesus is the ultimate revelation. Of God has been people that in this book, several times talks about their name. For example, chapter 8, verse 1, it says, the body pops up. So here she has talked to the woman that says, the body pops up while there is one blood. And so, they have to not read this in chapter 13. But the power of temptation is God's revelation. It's having that revelation different. It bothers you in something that doesn't matter what is known. The power of temptation is that in the very respect of focus, in the era of the Lord, in the focus of the Spirit, the only way to change the New Testament preaching doctrine in the early years of the church was by having revelation. The apostles and prophets and that were not sitting around studying their New Testament all week, but they were speaking on the Lord's day what speaks to each other. God loved empowering them with the information. God was endowing the morality with the prophecy of prophecy, which is one of them. And we'll see more about that when we go into those chapters. But you might remember that even Paul, the apostle, was given a sword in the flesh, Christ was given the sword in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, we call it, and brought it to knock him down, keep him under control. Why? Because of the surpassing grace of the revelations. That's what we call revelation. That's revelation. But information revelation from God is amazing. He said, because of the surpassing grace of the revelations, he keep me from exalting myself. It's powerful meditation. You can more apostles, maybe a second more apostles. In days of the first century church, God was revealing something to them that couldn't have been otherwise known. It's no coincidence. It is for our agenda. It's no coincidence. But it's all the early history of our church on the day. And that's the golden message that we talk about. It's in particular chapter 1, where Paul is going to be the elders of the church of Ephesus on the choice of the leaders. Now, the scholars from your own selves, men shall arise, drawn from the disciples after themselves. There's one deposit that is true. The Bible is there, and I'm pretty grown up. Now, I understand some of those issues and personal centuries. I think we are seeing that start to put out by the second century. Because if you read in front of you, Pastor, and you will learn yourself in the end, it's a Bible, and it doesn't mean that the Bible is a we see that no longer we are separated throughout the other and they started pointing any regional bishop over the shepherds in the regional areas until it reached all the way to the top of the mountain of the Empire of Rome, where Christianity came all the way to the city church for the same reason. About one, if one of our churches before that one at all, when he's talking to the elders about maintaining their rights, that would all claim such a power in this very day. And there are others, but we put each other most significant ones to the judgment. For next, the leaders of the that's who would see that we can see the future, where it would see the future. Claimed its special knowledge, special information, unknown, unknowns. The old people had access to it. Not for the end of it, for not because we never had The Gnostics are a name that derives from the Greek word gnosis or gnosio, that's to know or knowledge. I will mention in both of us, which is a very diplomatic term for the class that falls under that umbrella. But the body is in fact something that is common in this case. But how does the Gnostic philosophy? In the Dead East, it's almost certain as a promise of the letter of the Dead, were largely written to combat this role in heresy, the truth of the special knowledge, the special knowledge of the Gnostics. But see, this is what I think is important. In first John, you can take the word know as a form of the word know or knowledge. In that one book, one of us. And he says things like, whoever denies that Jesus has come in the flesh, he is the Antichrist. This is a great statement. How far is the Antichrist has gone away from the way that God uses it? But he says that whoever denies Jesus is from the flesh, the only people that are not people are given the flesh, and the way you're told, well, if they're not, it's because they're bringing their stressful understanding about Jesus and how to get to the hell, or they're showing their lives, he's not helping to the hell. But Jesus has been playing God a lot. He only appeared to them. When John writes, whoever denies that Jesus was in the flesh, that would be the only source of Christ. That's not our Christ. I don't know who they are, but they're not Christ. He also wrote in his gospel, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In 1 John, that's the word he says, that they are hands. Candle, which we've seen in our eyes and hearts of the Word of Life. What if you fail? The beauty of us, the knowledge that we're developing this whole theory about our lives, about the Spirit, and how the Spirit of Jesus is in front of us, and how those things are gone right, of course, at the end of this one, let her know, it's not a thing not in the gospel, let her not be in the gospel, but the theology is for what? But even if trying to matter that the way how we develop or steward seem to be doing with the development of the church. So that's the point, if you think about that, to become obvious for the most part, the special, and
some people that were in that, that actually weren't connected at all well. They're the part of that place. And all that sense to me that in the building was all far from us from regarding the effort call, or all people who had greater knowledge or special knowledge beyond what you would call a knowledge that we see. There was a small revelation of the these people need a lot of law. Or law is worth it. And that's the very case of Paul's book. Already you have everything in general. Already you've become rich. Without us, you've become kings. Without us, what can you do? So that we might share the rule with you. for me, you will be here. For I pray your God in Christ through the gospel. I'll burn you today. I'll say it today. Wow. That was the sin of the day. But I love it because I'm more to remind you of my Lord in Christ. As I say, so everywhere in every church, but from our sins, some are very good to go out and run from you. The Lord wills, and your grace develops. If the Lord wills, I will find out how the cause of these very people and their power. The king of God is not in the we are on the threshold of the
Thank you.